Minnesota News Network, I'm Sean Maloney. $123 million has been approved by the Minnesota Housing Board to go towards rental assistance grants. 50 local, regional, and tribal administrators will receive two-year grants to provide direct assistance to eligible families. The funding is expected to help ensure stable housing for approximately 5,000 families across the state. Households may earn up to half of the area median income to be eligible for rental assistance. Priority will be given to households with children 18 and under and annual incomes at or below 30% of the area median income. A book coming out in October features portraits of Grateful Dead fans from concerts in the 1980s and those pictures recreated three-plus decades later. Wisconsin photographer Bill Lemke says a fan named David from Minnesota is in it.
And we photographed him maybe 4 years ago, something like that. He's a teacher in the area, and he's actually going to be the cover for the book. The original photograph of him I liked so much. He's got long, really long, curly hair and the wire-rimmed glasses.
Lemke recently visited Minneapolis to re-photograph Joe Monson and Tom Quinrow as a follow-up to their original portrait from Alpine Valley, Wisconsin in 1988. Their pictures and more info about aging gratefully can be found on his website, BillLemke.com. High temps can certainly make an impact on the hunt for Minnesotans this archery season. DNR big game specialist Paul Burr says despite that, deer will still be moving. However,
where they're moving or where they're focusing their home ranges on, or their time spent, I should say, that might be affected by the hot weather, right? Again, they're going to be looking for cooler areas of the woods, maybe near creek bottoms, shaded areas, things like that.
The archery season in Minnesota starts September 13th. And kids learning to write, read, and spell are encouraged to check out the State Fair's Alphabet Forest. Volunteer lead Janine Ross explains that each child gets a fabulous fair game to fill while wandering the forest.
We have this card that the children can go around, find two words for every letter of the alphabet, and when this is complete, they can get a blue ribbon from the state fair.
Ross says guests can meet a different author or illustrator each day of the fair. In other headlines, the Winona County Sheriff's Office is looking for a man who allegedly exposed himself to boaters. A person reported he was on the water with two juveniles Saturday evening when a man in a pontoon boat exposed his genitals to them. They followed the man to the Minnesota City Boat Club, where the victims and alleged exposer got into a heated back and forth, according to the sheriff's office. The sheriff's office says investigators have identified the alleged exposer but are still trying to locate him. Minnesotans should start thinking now about how to begin the new school year with good nutrition. Pediatric clinical nutritionist Camilla Martin says there are some concerning trends regarding kids and nutrition.
90% of children don't meet the recommendations for vegetable intake, and 75% don't meet the guidelines for fruit intake. We also know that more than 90% of children consume more than the recommended amount of solid fats, added sugars, and sodium.
Martin says the start of a new school year is a great time to make changes. And the Wild today announced the organization will commemorate the team's 25th season with four special 25th anniversary games. A list of the anniversary games can be found on the org's website.